Well, maybe if we're fortunate, we'll have you back and you'll have had time to process and you'll have it all worked out. But in the meantime, would you be willing to read with us the afterword from Quetico, Near to Nature's Heart?
Yes, I'll be happy to read the afterwords in my book. My ancestors lived for generations on homesteads and in small villages along the Sogne Fjord in Norway. During their long tenure on the land, they became an integral part of the fabric of Norway and developed beliefs and attitudes deeply rooted in the Norwegian soil. After just 5 generations of ancestors in the United States and having lived less than 4 decades in Canada, my North American roots are still shallow, and I have only developed a tenuous appreciation of my environment and my place in it. My attraction to archaeology is probably the result of my desire to obtain a better understanding of how people in the past adapted to the environment and lived without damaging it to the extent we do today. I had an anthropology professor at Trent University who loved repeating the old maxim, "The past is a different country. They do things differently there." We can undoubtedly learn from both the success and failures of these past cultures, especially from those who lived in the area we now call home. Obtaining a better understanding of our natural and cultural environment is an ongoing process for all of us, and other cultures, both past and present, undoubtedly have solutions we have overlooked or discarded. People with European ancestry, such as myself, are either recent arrivals in North America or descendants of relatively recent immigrants. After 500 years, we still stubbornly persist in acting as though we are visitors rather than permanent residents who feel fully at home. As a result, we treat our adopted homeland as a collection of resources to be exploited, with little thought given to the welfare of future generations. We've also been slow in developing a spiritual connection, once common among North Americans, to the land. The writer and poet Gary Snyder has stated that he has a deep hope that we might all, regardless of our countries of origin, become native North Americans. He quoted a Crow elder who noted, "You know, I think if people stay somewhere long enough, even white people," I think he was meant that ironically, "even white people, the spirits will begin to speak to them. It is the power of the spirits coming from the land. The spirits and the old powers aren't lost, they just need people to be around long enough and the spirits will begin to influence them." With only Norwegian ancestors, not many people are whiter than I am, but there is still hope that the spirits of the land will start speaking to me more clearly. I hope that my children and their descendants will develop a deep appreciation for the Canadian landscape and the cultural mosaic they have inherited from other Canadians, native and non-native, who preceded them. Only then will they be able to experience the power of the surroundings and come to feel like native Canadians. Ontario writer Jill Frayne describes a moment of connection between herself and the landscape, feeling as if she was held in the land, not separate and apart from it, just another sentient creature, another form of shrub or mountain. There have been times in Quetico, snowshoeing at dusk along the French River, ambling along the ancient sand beach at the pines on Pickerel Lake, paddling beneath the cliffs of Otter Track Lake, walking beneath the giant pines on McNeese Lake, or simply sitting around the campfire in the evening, when I profoundly felt that I am, as Jill Frayne once said, held in the land, not separate and apart from it. Time spent exploring Quetico is delightful. Writing about Quetico, on the other hand, is difficult for me, even painful at times. While working on this book, I have spent too many hours sitting in front of a computer and not enough time outside with friends investigating the world around me. After reading and writing so many words, I feel the need to engage in more explorations and excursions that fire both the body and the mind. It is time for me to heed the words of Danish professor Peter Sorensen, who in 1571 wrote, "Go, my sons, burn your books and buy yourselves stout shoes. Get away to the mountains, the deserts, and the deep recesses of the earth. In this way and in no other will you gain a true knowledge of things and of their properties." So long, I'm off to buy stout shoes.